The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So from telling knock-knock jokes to controlling your entire home, smart speakers promise a wide range of functionalities. But how do you know which one is for you and how you can get the most out of it? News Talk's tech correspondent Jess Kelly is here now. And Jess, we're doing this because I told you I just can't.
This is for you.
Not that I can't use the speaker, but I ask it something and it starts explaining to me how it can sell me a thing. So if I ask for a particular song or a podcast, it starts telling me about an Amazon product that I do not want, goes on for a few minutes, and then I eventually have an argument with it.
Yeah. And that is one of those moments you just think, I'm a grown woman and I'm arguing with like this thing the size of a hockey puck that's giving me back chat.
Yes, giving me grief.
It is soul destroying. So look, I am a big fan of smart speakers. I have them all around my house. Now, you've told me you use the Amazon Alexa.
Mm.
I use the Google Home. And then there's also the Apple HomePod as well. So there's a few different ones out there. Why did you go for the Amazon one?
Probably because it was just easy to get. I got it a long time ago.
Yeah.
And probably because I had an Amazon account. You know,
yeah.
And it was just handy.
So this is...
And cheap.
Cheap is a big thing. We love the cheap. We love a bargain. But like the great thing is now that they've all kind of come down in price. So if you're someone who has one and you don't know how to fully use it, or maybe you're contemplating getting them, what I would say is look at the other tech that you're using. So I, for example, we in our house decided to go for the Google Home because we had a Google Chromecast in the telly.
Uh-huh.
We both use Gmail accounts. We have the Google Doorbell. So they can all talk to each other, which is really handy. In terms of the, so I'm very conscious that every time I say the Amazon device's name, it's going to trigger the Amazon devices around the country.
Let's call it the speaker or the device, I think.
The Amazon device.
We don't want to be doing that.
We wreck all your heads. So the Amazon device, when you are setting that up, so the really important thing is that you make sure that you're setting it up for Ireland, because sometimes it can default to the UK, particularly if you buy it from Amazon. So you want to make sure that you have it set up for Ireland. Then there's a really important step that very often people skip, which is registering your voice with the device.
Mm-hmm.
So it knows who's asking the question. So if it's you, if it's your husband, if it's one of the kids, it'll then know the voice and it'll say, oh, well, Claire probably wants to know what the traffic is like going into Stephen's Green because that's where she works. Those little bits and pieces of training really do help. The next thing is, so we've heard about large language models in the context of ChatGPT and all the rest. And that means that it can converse with you in plain English. You don't need to be a coder to get the information. The smart speakers use NLP, which is natural language programming. So you should be able to say, Amazon device, what's the weather like today? And it should know from that question, well, based on where you live and the information that I have, here's what the weather is going to be today. What I found is they're not as natural as you would think. And it's all about the prompt that you give it. So you have to be clear.
It's real specific.
Real specific, like annoyingly specific when you're asking your question. And if it's not giving you the information that you want, you can go into the app and you can give feedback and you can, because it's an AI, it learns based on your feedback.
Yeah, instead of shouting at it in the kitchen.
Shouting doesn't work.
Go into the app and shout at the app.
Shout at the app in capital letters if you want, if that makes you feel better with loads of exclamation points. But as I said, I use the Google ones and I find it incredibly useful. So the first conversation I have every single morning is not with my boyfriend, it's with my Google Home. And I'll ask it if it's going to rain today. Because that'll tell me if I need to bring a coat or not.
Mm-hmm.
I can ask it when's the next Lewis due and it can do that. I can ask it how long will it take me to get into work if I jump in a taxi, and it'll give me live traffic information because I have gone in and I have synced it up with my Google Maps so it knows where I work, it knows where I live, it knows that I usually take the Lewis. All of that information is tied up. Now, some people I know will be shouting at the radio, never mind their smart speaker saying I'm insane. Perhaps, but I find it really beneficial.
Yeah, so you have the right speaker for all of the other devices in your life and what you're, the tech that you're using, which is really sensible. Mm. I clearly don't. I have this random thing in my kitchen that knows very little about me.
So, and this is where you can kind of take a bit of proactive control and go in and look, it's not the most fun job, but if you go into the app, you can give it information. So in the person, as much information as you're comfortable with, but you can give it information. You can sync up whether you have other apps. So whether it is, you know, the radio or a music provider or a podcast.
Audible, for example.
Audible is great for your audiobooks. All of that information is great. Do you have one of these devices that has a screen on it?
No, I don't. Not that far. My mother has one, though. She's a fancy one.
She seems like she has Notions. She's, the bits I'm learning about
Notions.
Her now. Absolute Notions. I love it. But the one with the screen is great. Again, we have a Google one with the screen in our kitchen. Now, I don't know if you know about this about me, but I can't butter bread. Like, I can't cook. I can't boil an egg. I am useless. But Harry's away for a few days, so I have the Google thing there. And I literally watched a video last night of how to boil an egg on YouTube, because you can just say it and it'll pull up a YouTube video. It is fantastic. And because you can converse with it, your handies are free to do the bits and pieces that you want. If somebody rings my doorbell, it'll interrupt the video, show me he's at the doorbell. If it's a delivery, I can say, just leave it there or whatever it is.
Oh, so your doorbell is synced to your speaker?
To my speaker, as are my light bulbs. So I can shout at it to turn on the hall light, the bedroom light, whatever it is. You can also now get, like we're talking about energy bills all of the time, you can now get the smart thermostat as well. So you can have that synced up. So you can say, I'm away for the next 3 days.
I just wouldn't know where to start.
Oh, we can do this.
Yeah, we'll wouldn't know where to start.
You have your book club. Let's do a tech club, right? Yes. And each week,
you might be onto something.
We're going to tackle a tech project. If you've any suggestions, email the show or WhatsApp in and we will go through the list.
Did you boil the egg? Did you do it or did you just watch the video?
No, you didn't.
You did just
watch the video.
Egg.
Got takeaway.
That's today's job. That's today's job. The concern then is as well that it's always listening. And sometimes I will find that it will respond when it hasn't been asked to respond. What's going on there? It thinks it heard a command and it didn't.
Exactly. So say, for example, you were talking about Alex Ferguson.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, the conversations that we all have about Alex Ferguson at home. Very good cultural reference there, Jessica. Well done. But say you were talking about him. It'll pick up because it's constantly listening for the trigger word. That's how these things work. The same with if I shout, hey, Harry, sometimes that hey is enough to trigger the speaker. So what some security experts recommend is if you know you're not likely to use it, there is a mute button on all of these devices that you can mute. And it is recommended. It's also recommended that, you know, you have it on your secure home Wi-Fi network. Bits and pieces that are a little bit more complex. But again, I report on cybersecurity all of the time. And I can tell you, I've never once muted my smart speakers.
Okay, that's your business.
That's my business.
A listener says, like Jess, I have a smart speaker in every room of my house. It's an Amazon device in my case, because I don't want to say the word. Mm-hmm. And this person uses them to play music, turn on and off the lights, do the central heating and the immersion, etc. I also have routines set up automatically to do lots of stuff. I'd be lost without them. What kind of routine?
Well, this is the next level. So on lesson two of your smart speaker journey, what we're going to talk you through is to create these routines. So you could have it so that your smart device, say you have one on your landing, you could have it so that it's your alarm every morning. So say if you wake up at 5:30, that at 5:30...
Five.
Oh, tiny violin, please. But at 5 o'clock, it goes off and it'll play the radio. So it'll come on so you can hear a bit of news talk as you're getting into your shower. It'll also turn on the lights downstairs in the kitchen for you. And if you have a smart plug, it could turn on your kettle. So if you have one of the smart plugs, you can fill your kettle, put the little thingy down, technical term, go up to bed. And then in the morning, you can have it so that your Alexa will... your device will automatically run that automation every single
morning. How does the device talk to the light switch?
Because of the smart light bulbs.
Now you have to invest in all of this stuff.
Well, they're very affordable. So I was in a store that sells stuff. It was deals. And I saw smart light bulbs. And smart light bulbs used to be like 25, 30 quid per bulb. I got two smart bulbs for 12 euro. In deals, and you simply install them. then it syncs up with your home device app or the Google
app. Like a Bluetooth connection.
Exactly it.
Okay.
And once it's on your Wi-Fi network, then it's automated. So you can say, if you're like, the lights here in the studio are very, very bright. If I wanted to bring them down to, say, 60%, there's a little dimmer within the app, so you can control that. You can have it automated. You can do it. So when I'm on the Lewis home, sometimes when it was dark a few weeks ago, I would automatically go into my phone and turn on the hall lamp just so there's a bit of light in the house.
Yeah.
Same. It was great around Christmas time because I was that embarrassing person in my estate with decorations you could see from space. So again, I could turn them on and off from the phone. I would highly recommend smart plugs and smart light bulbs.
I know you can't boil an egg. We've established that.
It's really tragic.
But can you switch on the oven using your app?
No, you can't do the oven yet. Now, you can do things like the air fryer. I know people who use them on their slow cookers and stuff like that. Now, obviously, you'd want to be make sure that you are buying smart plugs that have the CE symbol on them. And mm-hmm. you want to make sure that you're not going to be out of the house the entire day, just from a safety point of view. But, you know, anything... any bits and pieces. A great example is I have friends who are very nervous about the hair straighteners leaving the house and mm-hmm. forgetting to turn
don't
the hair straightener.
Don't they cut out though after a certain period of time?
Some of them do, but some people still have the panic. But again, if you use a smart plug with your hair straightener, you can go into the app and just make sure that you manually turn that off if it's mm-hmm. not already off. So small things like that for the peace of mind are great. Even, you know, in kids' bedrooms, if kids need the light on to fall asleep with or whatever it may be, without having to open the door and walk across the creaky floorboards,
switch
you can
it
turn
off
it
on
off.
On your phone. This listener has a smart plug and a regular light bulb. It turns on the lights at a certain time every day, the same way a timer on a plug socket would. So that would be...
this is the more modern version.
Yeah,
the more
modern version of that.
Yeah.
It makes sense, but I feel we need more lessons here.
We will do it every Tuesday. We'll book it in.
That's the introduction to the course. And now we're going to do the course, I think.
Yes.
Jess, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Jess Kelly, our tech expert. Right, we're going to take a break. We're coming up to news at 11.
The Clare Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.